Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when the sun's down, turn up the fun at Cedar Point Nights. The ultimate after dark beach party is every night from July 29th through August 21st. Dance with throwback DJ sets, challenge your friends with beach games, or just take it easy at fire pits lining Cedar Point's legendary mile-long beach. Then enjoy the new Lake Erie Luau, a food experience like no other. For a limited time, get park admission, luau tastings, and parking for just $69.99. Only at cedarpoint.com.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lewis. Today we're diving into an all-new episode of Shit Out of Luck, focusing in on the Kansas City Butcher. But first, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Poddex, for sponsoring this episode. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. Whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience or get more engagement, you're going to want to check out poddex.com. Use the code Larry21 for 10% off your order. And now let's dive right into our topic. How Robert Budella, a.k.a. the Kansas City Butcher, was finally caught. Hyde Park, Missouri sits just north of the Country Club Plaza in Kansas City. Taking a walk or a ride through this early 20th century neighborhood is almost like taking a trip back in time. Families have lived there for generations in the tree-lined streets populated with old craftsmen, Victorian, and colonial revival houses. The house that once stood at 4315 Charlotte Street was an unassuming Kansas City shirtwaist-style structure with a peaked front porch. These residents of this close-knit neighborhood knew the man that lived there in the 1980s fairly well. The Chicago Tribune reports that he regularly attended block parties, began the Neighborhood Watch program, led an effort into exploring neighborhood rehab studies, and even represented Hyde Park's residents on local public television fundraisers. He also ran a booth at the legendary Westport Flea Market called Bob's Bazaar Bazaar, where he peddled unique items ranging from occult artifacts to shrunken heads. This ideal neighbor was Robert Budella. You can imagine their surprise one April morning in 1988 when a man wearing only a dog collar leaped from a second-story window of Budella's home and ran toward another house in the neighborhood. Kansas City didn't know it at the time, but this man had just escaped with his life from Budella, who would soon be known as the Kansas City Butcher. The naked man found with swollen eyes and gruesome red gashes on his wrist and ankles was 22-year-old Christopher Bryson. Robert Budella had bludgeoned and raped Bryson and tied him to a bed in an upstairs bedroom, Bryson endured various forms of torture over the next several days. Burdella had even injected his throat with drain cleaner. Bryson was able to gain Burdella's trust after the first few days of torture, enough to be taken upstairs and bound to the bed. There, Bryson was permitted to watch TV with his hands bound in front of him while Burdella was out of the house. On April 2, 1988, Burdella went out, allowing Bryson to escape. Using a book of matches that Burdella had left within arm's reach, Bryson burned through his rope restraints. Not wasting any time, he then leaped from the window of the room he was held captive in. While he broke a bone in his foot during his fall, Bryson was still able to make it to Burdella's neighborhood house and finally to law enforcement. According to the Huffington Post, police charged Robert Burdella with sodomy and first-degree assault, but when they searched his home, they were shocked to find a house of horrors that could have been in the movie Hostel. They found his torture dungeon, which held numerous restraints, torture devices, and other instruments of terror that he used on those he managed to lure into the house. Over 200 Polaroid photos were found in the house, depicting the various acts of violence that Burdella subjected his captives to. Burdella even kept a detailed record of his brutality in what was described as torture logs. These diaries outlined the torture and execution of at least six victims. Had Bryson not made his escape, it's easy to believe that he would have been the seventh. Investigators had enough to get Burdella charged with six murders. He took a plea agreement with prosecutors in which he would be spared the death penalty, and instead sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. In exchange for this deal, he also had to give the details of each murder. Shockingly, Burdella didn't live long in prison. The aftermath of Robert Burdella's arrest was tumultuous for his neighbors in Hyde Park. Aside from the noise and the constant traffic from law enforcement agents that were busy excavating his backyard in the search for his victims' remains, they were also being pestered by throngs of curiosity seekers. Quote, "It has destroyed the neighborhood in terms of how we feel about where we live. We're all feeling a lot of pain that he did this to us." Burdella died in prison of a heart attack in 1992. As for his residence on Charlotte, it too is no more. Kansas City resident Del Dunmeyer bought his house and had it demolished in 1993. When the workers began dismantling the house, a reporter asked one of the workmen if he was afraid of what he might uncover. He answered, quote, "It's a strange feeling. You kind of wonder what you might find when you take a wall panel out." Nothing was discovered during the demolition, and where Burdella's House of Horrors once stood remains a vacant lot to this day. And of course, we just want to let you know, if you or anyone you know has been a victim of sexual assault, help is available. You can contact the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Their helpline at 1-800-656-4673. That's 1-800-656-4673. Let us know your thoughts on the comment section below. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up on the video if you liked it. Let us know other topics you want covered. As always, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search True Crime Never Sleeps. And now on to the Poddex segment. Today's question is, why do you think some people live stream their crimes on social media platforms? For me, I think it's a way for them, they believe, to get more attention. Because once you put something on social media, it's there for life. And once you go live, you can get thousands of people to watch it, even for that 1 second. And then they just gain so much attention, and they'll always be remembered for their crimes, but also for being the one that live streamed their crime. Well, let us know your answer in the comment section below. And as always, thank you so much for watching and listening. And we will see you next time.
You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.